back to another episode with the Uninformed Gamers. I am one of your hosts, Chameleoner Chris here, and I've got with me my other two wonderful hosts. I've got Devin, or Darkness Tiger.
Yo.
And a Mason of Rad Dreams Review.
Hey, what up?
Nothing. What's going on, boys? It's been a while for me.
It has.
I've been kind of busy, and so all right. I haven't made it.
You know, life, as they say, finds a way.
So true. So freaking true.
If you build it, they will come.
How many movie quotes? How many?
Where's Harvey Dent?
I don't know any movie quotes.
Where's the detonator? Where's the Harvey detonator?
Chris, you have to know some movie quotes. You have to know at least a couple.
I'll know one if I hear it, but I like don't know it off the top of my head.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
I don't know that one.
He definitely.
That's from Jaws.
That one's too old.
It's real old. I don't remember it very well.
King Kong ain't got shit on me. Okay,
no idea.
All right, never mind.
How about All right, go ahead.
This is the uninformed gamers, but Chris is the uninformed movie person. He does not watch films, and it's very evident.
But it's okay. It's okay. We still love you, Chris.
But what's been up?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Chris, for the most part. But what's been up, Chris? What have you been up to for the last, because you've been missing for, 2 weeks now?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, sounds right. Yeah, I've just been kind of busy with life. And then when I'm not busy with life, I've been actually playing a ton of Starfield.
Nice.
I have now logged about 25 hours into the game.
There we go. That's what we like to see. And your thoughts on it?
I absolutely freaking love it. Every time I put it down, I don't want to.
Yeah. That's good to hear.
I look into Starfield. People always talk about how bad the game is, how it's broken, how it's just an unfinished game. Bethesda's lost their way. And you're saying that you actually enjoy it.
I don't know what crack they're smoking, but yeah, no, it's a great game. I literally
are you paid for by the Bethesda industry?
I wish.
he's a paid actor.
I wish.
No, I'm kidding.
But no, I mean, today I literally just stole two ships for the first time. I was
sick.
These are mine.
Yoink.
Yeah, and they were the one was just a million times better than mine will ever be. And I was just I didn't even know it was a possibility to do it in the middle of combat. But I literally knocked this dude's engines out, pulled up next to him, docked onto him, and just went on a ship, killed everybody, and took the ship.
Holy shit.
And then killed the rest of his fleet with his ship.
Bruh.
Wow. John Wicked his ass.
it was pretty awesome.
Sheesh.
That I've landed on this random planet and I found this outpost. Well, before I went and talked to the people at the outpost, I just went into their ship and took the ship and flew off with it.
That's awesome. You love to see it. You really do.
I like. Whatchamacallit. Mason, what's been up on your end?
Decent amount, actually. I have been playing the Metal Gear Solid Collection Volume 1, making some decent progress, with that. I was so salty, though. I was playing it the other day, and I got to a pretty iconic moment in the game. And, my wife was watching me do it. I'm like, I'm going to get this on the first try. And I got to, the very last bit. And I was just about to succeed in maybe 0.5 seconds or so before I succeeded. I failed. So I was like, no! So that was a bit of a bummer, but it's okay. I'll try it again. I don't want to say what point in the game, because if either of you are going to play it, I don't want to spoil things. But in terms of gameplay itself, it does take a little bit getting used to, because the aiming I completely forgot like how the aiming worked. So you have to like hold down, if you're going to play it on Xbox, you have to hold down like the X button and point your gun towards an enemy. And then the gun will automatically kind of go to that enemy. And then, you know, you start shooting. As Danny DeVito would say, you know, you start blasting. But other than that, no, I've been having a good time with that. I purchased the new Star Ocean game, Second Story R, because I had a bunch of rewards for GameStop, and so I got like, I think it's a $50 game. I got it for like $20.
That's awesome.
Because I just had so many rewards that I just didn't use, so I was just like, eh, I want to get this game, so might as well.
Hell yeah.
And then lastly, last update is I saw a movie yesterday. Yes. I saw the brand new Digimon movie.
I didn't know they had a movie.
Yeah, it just came out. I saw it at Regal Cinemas near me. And it's a new movie based on the basically season 2 cast. I don't know if either of you are familiar with the show, but it follows Davis, Vemon, you know, Yoli, Cody, Ken, TK, all them. Basically like the second generation of like Digi-destined. So it follows like their story, and you know, Ty is the main character. He's not really involved anymore because he's doing his own thing. So it just follows them. But awesome. Yeah, so I saw that yesterday in English.
How was the English voice acting?
Good? They brought back a lot of the OG actors who did it originally. And I really appreciated that. There was a few creative choices in changing some of the actors with one of them, because unfortunately he passed away. He was the voice of the Digimon known as Armadillomon, who, fun fact, he also played Lord Zedd in Power Rangers.
No way.
Yep. Wow. Little fun fact there for you. But overall, it was a decent flick. If you're a fan of Digimon, it's worth the watch. But if you're not, it is kind of confusing. If you know literally nothing about the series, you're kind of, they don't explain really anything. So you kind of have to be familiar, which is a bit of a bummer. And then the writing was kind of lackluster, and there wasn't enough fighting for my tastes. It was very story heavy.
Interesting. Because I would expect them to have a ton of fighting in a
day. Yeah, I was a bit of a disappointed, because in the last film, Kizuna, there was a very good amount of fighting. And then in the other movies prior to that, Digimon Try, there was a buttload of fighting, like a lot. Yeah. But in this one, it was just story driven mainly. It wasn't a bad story, but could have been better.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what's new in my world. What about you, Devin?
I recently was announced that Attack on Titan is finally finished. And my problem with a lot of anime.
Oh, yeah. I meant to say I finished that.
No, I recently just restarted it. Because my problem with a lot of anime is they can go on for a very long time. And I've actually had an anime that got canceled on me while I was being concurrent on it. And after that, and it was Knights of Sidonia on Netflix. And after that, I was like, you know, I'm going to wait until an anime finishes.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah. So after that, I said, I'm going to...
That was a good show, too.
I thought so.
Enjoyed that one.
So after that, I said, I won't watch an anime until it finishes. So that's why I never got back into One Piece. I might go back to Naruto at some point. So I restarted Attack on Titan. So I'm now on season 1, episode 10. Outside of that, I also went to go see a movie.
Oh, what did you see?
I'm kind of bummed that Digimon was not playing when I went to theater, because I absolutely would have saw that instead. Because this was real weak.
Oh boy.
This was a real weak of films. So it came down to four. It came down to Priscilla, which is the Elvis Presley wife's biopic.
Okay.
It came down to The Marsh King's Father, which has Daisy Ridley in it from Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
It came down to Saw X. And then it came down to a David Duchovny film. If you recognize David Duchovny, he did the X-Files TV series.
Oh, okay.
Out of the four, I chose Saw X, which is the 10th film in the Saw franchise. One thing I will say, stop getting to 10 films in a series and then being lazy and naming the 10th one X. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. Stop making 10 some of these films. But I will say, I thought Saw X was an enjoyable film. I would give it 3.5 uninformed gamers out of 5. Once you make it to the 10th franchise,
really?
I thought it was not bad. Once you make it to the 10th film in the franchise, you kind of like, what else is there left to do? But I thought this one was a prequel. I thought they did it. Well, it's not really a prequel. Saw X sits in between Saw 1 and Saw 2. I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. Anyhow, besides that, been working my way
through. What was it? Do you feel like it was needed?
No, I do not feel like most Saw movies are not needed.
No?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
But it was enjoyable. I'm glad I watched it. Outside of that, been playing Forza Motorsport, Formula One, my typical gaming spear. I'm currently trying to finish one game so I can finally delete it, and that is Coffee Talk Episode 2, Hibiscus and Butterfly. Once that is done, I am moving on to get back with Starfield.
Nice.
Yep.
I interrupt here for a quick second. I forgot that I did actually watch a movie recently.
What? Oh, what did you watch?
I watched Barbie.
Ah.
Oh, you watched the Barbie movie.
Yes.
Nice. What were your thoughts?
So I did like it. It was pretty funny, actually, like surprisingly funny.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like the messaging that they were giving was a bit strong.
Yeah. So I felt that way as well. And I feel like it was strong, but I feel like they didn't go far enough.
Yeah. At times it felt, I was like, holy shit, they're going pretty deep into this. But then you're right. At times it wasn't that strong. I was like, huh. I was like, well, they're not wrong here, but it's like, all right.
Because one of my biggest gripes about the film was that, you know, they're trying to spread the message of gender equality. And right. And I feel like the message that was presented, it was a kind of a us versus them mentality, and how it, yeah. I feel it should have concluded with, men and women being on the same page.
Yeah, that would have been better.
But I do like how it ended. I really do, with, you know, Barbie's character, basically taking control of her body and going to, I believe it was a OGBYN, to kind of get a handle on basically what it means to be a woman. So that was very powerful messaging. And I did like that. Mm-hmm. Cause that is a very powerful thing that women should do, is take control of their own bodies. And shout out to Ohio for doing the right thing recently in regards to that.
Agreed.
Well, I'm glad that you watched it, dude.
Yeah. I was actually like really excited to see it, because I don't know, it's just like Barbie is like, it's been around since
I know
for us. And then it was cool just to see the references to all the discontinued Barbies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was cool. I like that.
Alan had me cracking up. I was like, Alan was a thing.
Yeah. And the fact that he was played by Michael Cera.
Yeah, right.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But yeah, that's it for me. Let's get into some stories.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto. Welcome.
Finally.
Took him long enough.
Number six.
There's been this whole thing on Twitter that I've been seeing where people were posting like what they look like when Grand Theft Auto 5 released compared to like what they look like today when it got like announced.
I've seen that as well.
But so the story really here is basically they announced that they're going to like show like a trailer or something for Grand Theft Auto next month. I think that's what they said.
Yeah, cool. It's early December, I believe.
Perfect. But yeah, that's it. Rockstar finally said something.
Interestingly enough, though, that tweet that Rockstar put out, I don't know if they're still called tweets now that Twitter is X, but that tweet that Rockstar put out was the most liked video game tweet in 24 hours ever.
Really? Yeah.
I saw that. It's how many? Hold on, let me try and pull up real quick. I wonder how many likes are on it right now. It was a lot when I looked at it last. It was like something.
Well, people have been waiting for this game for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
12 years, basically. Oh,
yeah, they've been waiting for it for too long. Yeah, it's at 1.4 million likes.
Wow.
Which is absolutely bonkers for a game.
Do you guys think that people are getting a little too excited about Grand Theft Auto 6, meaning that they are letting their expectations and hopes run them into the ground for whenever this game comes out?
Nah.
I don't think so.
Y'all say nah, but Starfield had the same problem. People were so excited for Starfield to come out the second it came out, and they were all disappointed by what? I don't know, but they were disappointed by it. I think that people are getting too hyped for this, and I think the second it comes out, this game is going to be met with so much criticism because people are just so expecting the world.
I would say that Rockstar as a studio has a really damn good track record with their fans when it comes to games.
Agreed.
The only exception...
But not on release.
The only exception I will say is that Grand Theft Auto trilogy remaster thing. But that wasn't even them that did
it. Oh, yeah. They
actually hired
No, that studio. Was somebody else.
But like...
And that was Dog Water.
Oh, the graphics in that were awful. It looked worse than the original. I was like, holy crap, how'd you pull that off? But
going back to what I said, though.
Yeah, if you're looking at like...
But going back to what I said, though, is that like Rockstar games, when they first release, are just not good. They are trash. Because remember when Grand Theft Auto 5 first came out, you could not get online. The game was full of bugs. Mm-hmm. Like, you couldn't get online for a couple months after the game first came out. And people were criticizing that left and right. Yeah, it did get a perfect score because it was a Grand Theft Auto game, but people did criticize that game heavily.
I mean, every game's going to see its criticism, but like, I don't know. I have a hard time believing that it's just going to like they're going to absolutely eviscerate this game. Because even let's just say there is an online problem again. Even if that happens, you still have the single player to fall back on. I mean, we're at the Fallout 5. I've still never beat it.
Neither have I.
Like, it was quite long. I don't know. I never beat it, but I don't know.
I mean, I beat it. I thought it was a fun game to actually sit around and play. I thought the story was good. But I also will say I enjoyed Grand Theft Auto 5 story more than I enjoyed the online. The reason being is because online was a little bit too much chaoticness for me. There was hackers, there was bots, there was so much going on that made online not fun. And it seemed after the release, outside of Rockstar releasing like new houses and new cars, which were astronomically priced, by the way, so they could resell you back Rockstar bucks, I'm holding my expectations rather low into the chest here.
Fair.
Because people are going to buy a Rockstar product no matter if it's Dog Water or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be probably one of the most commercially successful games that they release. I think it will surpass GTA 5.
Yeah.
Because people have been looking forward to it for so long. I'll make a prediction right now. I do think that GTA 6 will be the fastest selling game of all time.
I think so as well.
I could see that.
I don't think there's going to be anything that'll come close to it.
Yeah, because like you said, Devin, like people have had their expectations up to the absolute limit with this game, and you know we've really been experiencing radio silence in regards to it, and now that people are going to get a taste finally in December with that trailer, they're going to be very they're going to be clamoring, you know.
Now, do you think people are going to be upset when they discover at the end of that trailer that the game is going to come out Christmas weekend of 2029?
Oh, speaking of which, when do you think it'll come out?
So, yes, they will be
2032.
Yes, they will be disappointed if they get a really far off release date like that.
Or
but I have a feeling they're not going to get one at all.
I think they'll say coming soon.
Yeah. Yep. I don't think they're going to get one.
Yep. Or release date TBA.
You know what they would do to break the internet?
What? What would they do?
Available today.
Rockstar would never. They would charge you $150 early access.
Ain't no way.
Dude, you're telling me though that wouldn't break the internet if
that would break. I mean, you're right. That would break the internet.
It wouldn't happen.
I'm just saying, put me on that marketing team. I can market that day.
There's a higher chance for Donald Trump to join the Nation of Islam than Rockstar release a game same day.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
That escalated quickly.
Hot take.
Holy shit, that's funny.
Other things, though, that people are looking forward to is a recent announcement made by Shigeru Miyamoto, who essentially is the face of Nintendo. He's, you know, Mario's father, more or less. And he made a recent announcement clarifying and confirming a live-action Legend of Zelda movie.
Gimme.
And the movie is going to be directed by Wes Ball, who helmed the Maze Runner trilogy and the upcoming Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Did you guys hear who's playing Link?
Tom Holland. As far as I'm aware, nothing has been confirmed in terms of casting.
It's going to be The Rock.
No, ain't no way.
As long as Chris Pratt plays Gandalf, I'm excited.
I mean, The Rock would play Ganon.
I mean, he actually kind of would. Kind
he probably
of fit
could.
That.
Honestly,
yeah. or Dave Bautista.
No, we need Dave Bautista to do the Gears of War movie.
Yeah, more or less. Oh yeah, Dave. Yeah, we do. So
we do need it, but will he?
But yeah, the plot and casting, the plot and casting details are still under wraps. So we probably won't see much news this year, but I imagine we'll see information regarding the planned film next year.
With the success of the Mario film, do you think this Legend of Zelda is also going to go straight to theaters?
Yes.
And not go to streaming?
I mean, they'll do a theater release for sure, and then they'll segue it to streaming for sure, like how they did Mario.
Without a doubt.
Honestly, if this movie does come out, I do want to see like a rando actor become Link, because we do not need a big shot A-list celebrity. I don't need Timothée Chalamet blonde as to play Link.
No.
I mean, I would take that.
I'm trying to think who would be a good Link off the top of my head.
Tom Holland.
No.
Please no.
No.
I wouldn't watch it.
How?
No, I
How
don't
not
think,
Tom Holland?
I hate Tom Holland.
I don't think he could pull it off.
Nobody thought he could pull off Spider-Man.
I don't think he pull off Spider-Man. Yeah, here we are. I still don't. He's the worst Spider-Man we've ever had. Easily.
I think he's a good Spider-Man. I think he's an okay Peter Parker.
No. Yeah.
No, I hate the player. Don't hate the player, Chris. I hate the game.
All right. Well, what about Princess Zelda?
There is an actress and I'm thinking
Anne Hathaway.
I think might fit.
Mm.
Is that who I think
she did Catwoman?
No, not her.
Because we would need somebody who can portray an elf. So basically anyone from Lord of the Rings. No.
All right. Queen's Gambit girl.
Oh, Anna Taylor-Joy.
Her.
Yeah, I like her. I think she could pull it off.
She did the voice of Princess Peach.
She did Princess Peach. Yep.
Yeah, I think she could easily pull that off.
She could. She's got very fair features.
But do you think they would use the same actor in both of their large IPs?
Why not?
Why not? If she fits the bill.
Because you generally don't do that. I don't know. I don't see her being Link. I don't think that she's physical enough to play that role.
No, it's Zelda that you're thinking.
Yeah, Zelda? She would play Zelda just fine.
I don't know. I don't think that she's physically can play Zelda because Zelda can also kind of a bit of a badass herself.
When she
Sheik I mean, is when more she, of the badass.
Yeah, Sheik is when she transforms. So they could get like
But two. That has to be the same character. You're not going to have two different actors.
Well, that's kind of how Sheik works.
Yeah, and plus Sheik is like masked. So if anything, Sheik
isn't a different person.
No. It's still Zelda, but no, she's masked and everything. So they could just do like a stunt double.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to think more about it. That's the first person I think of.
Yeah, and then for Ganondorf,
Dave Bautista.
I do like the Dave Bautista pick.
John Cena.
Or
John Cena. Oh, I hope that you two gentlemen, as well as our listeners, have their bingo boards available and ready, because we're going to be talking about Blizzard once again.
Oh my goodness. Well,
of course. Well, not them by themselves. Blizzard, EA, and Epic, and other companies, right? We have an article here that Devin sent to us where they are being accused of predatory monetization in a new lawsuit.
We all kind of already knew this. This is how these companies work.
Mm-hmm.
EA is very, very, very predatory. Epic, same thing. Fortnite, absolute ridiculous.
I mean, they just got out of the lawsuit with Fortnite. I shouldn't say get out. They paid out. That's more appropriate.
Yeah. And then Blizzard? Yeah, I can see it too. Blizzard Immortal. Exhibit A. these companies had it coming to them. That's their own fault.
I mean, what is your take on that, Devin?
Well, when you read the article, one of the reasons that this lawsuit is being brought to these companies is because a gentleman, his name might be mentioned in the article, I'm not sure exactly what it is. A gentleman brought the case to these companies because he said that his 13-year-old son was addicted to these video games, that he was spending all of his time and all their money just going ahead and playing these games and making sure he's got the upgrades and everything of the sort. And on one end, I fully understand where this father is coming from. A child should not be addicted to any level of gaming. However, I had to take a pause when I was reading, and I said, okay, as a father, what are you doing?
Yeah, that sounds like a case of bad parenting.
Yeah, take the system from them. Stop paying for the random things. Like, that's on you, dog.
I don't want to sound like a boomer, but at the same time, like, we have to stop letting these parents use the tablets to unfortunately raise their kids.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with having technology help develop your child. But if you're using a tablet or Netflix or video games to basically keep your child's attention while you live your own life, then you're going to get into these problems. Technology is meant to be a tool. But when you abuse it, like a lot of people are using right now, then you can't really expect anything else other than your kid to be addicted to it. That's the only life they've known. If you're not taking your kid out to the park, if you're not saying, hey, let's go to the library, let's read some books, what do you expect? You can only put so much blame on a company before you have to look at yourself and say, what did I do to prevent this from happening? And the father himself did not. So on one end, yes, these companies absolutely have created a very addictive and a very monetization to get children addicted to spending money, to buying the next product, to playing it. We understand that wholeheartedly. But what are parents doing to prevent their child from accessing these games? Are you putting a time limit? Are you setting chores? Are you balancing it out equally? And it doesn't seem like a lot of parents are. They'll just go ahead and blame the corporations for, oh, well, you did this to my child. Well, no, you did this to your child, but the corporation got the money from it.
Yeah, so... Here's a good, I guess, correlation on that note is that the corporations, these companies, help perpetuate the addiction by basically making these games legalized gambling with their, you know, loot boxes and their microtransactions and things of that nature. They are 100% at fault for that, but the parents, like you said, Devin, are at the receiving end, right? They need to be the gatekeepers for their children to make sure that they don't fall into that trap, you know, of relying on these games as an escape and become addicted. And like you said, there needs to be that balance.
Yep.
You know, I think back to when I was a kid, you know, you guys can attest to this as well. You know, you grew up as gamers as well. I played a lot of video games growing up, but my parents did implement limits. They were just like, hey, if you do poorly in school, you know, taking it away. Show me that report card, you know, progress report, whatever. If you misbehave, if you don't do your chores, you know, if you're not a responsible kid, then, you know, you get privileges taken away. And I think that parents have kind of shied away from that.
Chris, since you have a kid, how do you see yourself raising little Arya Stark? As a current gamer and as somebody who's growing up or having a child in 2023, how do you see yourself parenting in this new landscape world? Because me and your mother, she didn't have to really worry about the same fears that you and I have to worry about when it comes to technology.
No, it's so different now.
Right. Yeah. Moderation. No, it's all about moderation. Just making sure she's getting some screen time, because I still think some screen time is healthy. But still making sure that she has other hobbies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just all just keeping things in moderation and just making sure and not getting too much screen time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there needs to be that balance. Other than these companies and their predatory, I guess, natures, we move on to a more, I guess, positive topic, possibly. Where there's been a lot of rumors, a lot of reports in regards to the Nintendo Switch number 2, right? And it seems that a lot of these reports have been inaccurate, which to me is not surprising, because say what you will about Nintendo, they like to keep their announcements under lock and key. They're very, very secretive. So are you guys surprised?
I do love how Nintendo was just like, what? They were the person that was most surprised that there was a Switch 2 than anybody else. Nintendo was just like, we didn't know. Hold up. We didn't have anything planned like this.
Yeah, hold the phone.
So I've seen a couple reports since Nintendo came out and said that. one report I would love to give you a source. I don't got it. Just because it was just one of those nights when I was scrolling Twitter.
Yeah.
They basically said that, yes, what Nintendo's kind of playing a little bit of smoke and mirrors. So they're like, yeah, they did not give us a straight up. They did not give whoever these people were that said they saw Nintendo Switch 2. They did not give them a straight up Nintendo Switch 2. That was basically what they were refuting. It was more like, hey, this is the power we're pushing for this device. And this is what it's capable of running. But they didn't show them exactly what a Nintendo Switch 2 was. So Nintendo's playing a little bit of a game there. It's just a little bit of a marketing word game.
I can see that.
Well, the reason they had such a weird response to this is, and Nintendo was just like, yeah, we test software all the time. And yes, we do work on hardware. However, what you guys have reported and what's saying you guys saw has nothing at all to do with any level of Switch 2. That was just us doing stuff.
I don't believe at all that they didn't show them exactly what Switch 2 was, but I could 100% believe what the report I saw was. It's like, yeah, they probably showed them like what could like the Switch could run, like the new Switch is going to be able to run.
But I do sort of kind of trust Nintendo, because if they said, hey, Nintendo does not come out all the time and say, yeah, that Nintendo does not do retractions. They don't always say, yeah, that's not us. They were like, all right, we have to tell you guys, this is nothing to do with us. This is not Switch 2. So I think that.
And they were pretty quick on that.
Yeah. I think Nintendo is actually being a little honest here and saying, yo, lower your expectations. This will not be able to play Cyberpunk.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, if and when the Nintendo Switch sequel comes out, you know, the next generation of the Switch, I think it'll be on the level of like a PS4 or like an Xbox One. I don't see Nintendo catching up to the Xbox Series X or the PS5 anytime soon.
It would be really expensive.
Yeah, I just don't see it.
Yeah, like it would have to be like on the level of expensiveness as the like Steam Deck.
Steam Deck, yeah.
Yeah, like you would have to put it up there.
And honestly, they're going to need to do a lot of heavy lifting for a new Switch, because the Steam Deck is pretty damn good, honestly.
And isn't there a Steam Deck OLED out right now that or was just announced?
Yeah.
Just announced, comes out November 16th.
So the Switch 2 is already delayed and already outdated if this is what's happening.
And and plus you have competitors that offer alternatives to the Steam Deck. I mean, Asus released their own version of like a Steam Deck, and that has received quite a lot of accolades, actually.
Yeah.
I haven't personally tried it myself, but the reviews of that one have been pretty stellar.
Right. I agree.
So, I mean, Nintendo, I am hesitant to say this, but it might be true. I think Nintendo is behind the ball for a change in regards to the next generation of handheld.
They better figure it out.
they're very lucky. They're in a very unique position because they are relying on the strength of their IP with all their different titles, and that's been, you know, their strength, which is fine, but they're going to need to make some changes. I think I
see this coming down two ways. The first way being that Nintendo spent so much time and developing the Switch and getting the Switch out there and really running on the Switch so they could bring in all their money. So they kind of got a little bit ahead of the game. But then everybody else has had time to kind of catch up, do what they did, do it even better, more powerful, more graphics, more expensive price point. But for the people who are usually buying the Steam Deck and the Valve Deck and all those other things, the Asus, they really don't seem to be that concerned about the price. But on the other side, so on that side, I think that Nintendo has allowed the competition to catch up. But on the other side of the coin, I think that Nintendo is probably playing it very smart. Okay, we left the Switch out there for a hella long time to die. So while we're allowing everybody to catch up to that, we can go in the background and start developing a new Switch 2 console that'll blow everybody else's specs out the water because we don't have to worry about developing anything because the Switch is going to sell itself until we decide to release something else.
Right. That's fair. It's a dangerous game. Yeah, it's a dangerous game that they're playing though. You can't bank off of that, like your own IP forever because it didn't work with the Wii U. just remember that it did not.
But it worked with Rockstar. It works with Rockstar.
Well, Rockstar is totally different. That's a different beast. Just keep that in mind. The Wii U did not work. So
it was basically Nintendo Switch prototype.
But after reading Regis Philis-Ames' book, when he was talking about the reason the Wii U did not work was because Nintendo openly admitted that they failed as a company to market it the proper way. Nobody knew if the Wii U was a separate console or if it was an addition to the Wii. And so if it's just an addition, okay, cool. It's like the Kinect. Remember the Microsoft's Kinect?
Yeah, that failed.
I don't really need this to enjoy what I currently have. So I think Nintendo learned their lesson with the Wii U, and I don't expect them to have the same problem unless they're going to come out with the Nintendo Switch U, which, wow, that would be bad.
Yeah.
Or a severely underperforming piece of equipment.
It doesn't matter if it underperforms. People are still going to run out and buy it because then whatever it comes out.
If it's somehow worse than the current Switch.
It does not matter. And I want you to understand that. It does not matter the power spec of what Nintendo's going to release. It will play a Mario platformer just fine. It'll play a Metroid Prime 2D scroller just fine. It won't play anything else just fine. But it'll play Nintendo's bread and butter just fine.
I don't think that would work. I'm sorry. There's no way.
And we'll have to
forgiving.
We'll kind of have to wait and see what happens.
All right, let me look at Nintendo Switch sales numbers this month, and let me see if that is the case. I'll do the month of October. So, So the Nintendo Switch was the best-selling console in Japan last month, with 283,000 units still being pushed, and that was just Japan alone.
Wow! So
people are still buying it, even though they know it is incredibly underpowered.
Yes, but I'm saying they make a Switch 2, and it is somehow inferior to the original Switch. Why would anyone buy that? That's what I'm saying.
It depends on the games.
The people who buy it, you can clearly see, the people who buy the Nintendo Switch are not looking for a graphic king. They are not looking for a game that can play 30 different, they can play with 30 other people. They're not looking for the best thing to play Call of Duty on. They're not looking for that. They're looking for ease of use, convenience, and affordable price tag. It does not matter. This game could be the next console that Nintendo releases can be as powerful as the Game Boy Advance. And people are going to flood out in the streets. They're going to be punching each other on Black Friday to get their hands on this. Because it'll play the next,
that would
play
be, the next that Animal would be something. No.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's, you're crazy as hell.
I don't care what anybody says. Nintendo buyers are a cult, and I don't care what anybody says. They're going to buy no matter what Nintendo shits out.
They are a cult. All right. I think that's enough topics for today. What do you guys think?
I think so.
All right. Let's call it. Well, it's been nice, guys. I am Chameleon or Chris. Thanks for joining us at the Uninformed Gamers. You can find me on Twitter at Chameleon Games. That's the best place to locate me. Mason, take it away.
And I have been Mason, also known as Rad Dreams, from Rad Dreams Review. And before I switch it over to Devin, quick congratulations to Attack on Titan for finally ending after a decade. That is quite the achievement. So congratulations to the show, and I look forward to hearing Darkness Tiger's thoughts when he finishes it finally. You can find me on YouTube at Rad Dreams Review and Twitch at Rad_Dreams.
And I hope to be finished with Attack on Titan before I turn 40. But you know me as Darkness Tiger. You love me. My name is Devin. I am controlling the Twitter page at Uninformed Gamers. And I'm also controlling the TikTok at Uninformed Gamers. If you wish to play with me on Xbox, it is Darkness Tiger. And if you wish to play with me, it is Darkness Tiger 2. Thank you all for joining us for another installment of the Uninformed Gamers. Be sure to give us a like and a subscribe wherever you may listen to our podcast. Thank you so much for joining. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Later.
Peace.